Eddie, they've had some big success this year. What was kind of the main focus going into that one, knowing that you kind of have to be on your A game to be able to come away with 2 points tonight?
Yeah, I think first and foremost was not to beat ourselves. Manage the puck well, play to our structure, and I think we did that for the better part of the game. We had a little bit of a downfall there in the second period, but other than that, I thought it was a pretty close game, even game. They're a great team, and so are we. So that was a game that we expected, and one goal games. We shot it down pretty good there at the end.
What did you see on your goal there? Were you going to throw it on puck on net regardless, or did you see kind of Carlo losing an edge there?
Yeah, I saw Linus went flying. So I didn't know what happened, if it was our guy or their guy, but took a chance to shoot for the net. And you look at the replay, it was two of their guys went in the net. So that was nice to see that one win.
Yeah. When you play Boston, you know that they rarely beat themselves. Does that put you in a different frame of mind that you have to take care of the puck maybe a little bit better and be more focused on that?
Yeah, we always want to do that, but especially against a team that's been on them. The kind of run they had, before tonight, and I think Linus only lost two games in regulation, so that says a lot about their team and, their goaltending. So, for us, we, like I said earlier, we can't beat ourselves either, and I thought we didn't do that tonight. I thought we played pretty good hockey for most of the night, and we got rewarded with a win.
Can you talk about the defense's performance, especially your line mate Bogosian? He had some good plays tonight.
Yeah, it was great, and we created some good chemistry together, so that's a lot of fun. And we're able to skate with the puck, and he made a really nice play to Pauly there offensively as well. So Boga's a big dude. You're not gonna move him around. So and when he gets skating too, he's tough to stop. So I thought he played great today.
Is this game more than just a 2-point January game? Is there a little bit more to it because of who it was?
I mean, divisional opponent. Like I said, they've had an unbelievable, regular season so far. So for us, we knew we had to bring our A game today. Other than that, we didn't look past this game, but we know we got one more before the break. So we want to take care of home ice, and 2 out of 3 so far, and looking forward to finishing up on Saturday.
You haven't had the success goal scoring wise individually for yourself this year. How was it to see that one kind of go in and fill in the ledger?
That was about time. That was about time.
The fastest team to 80 points, the Bruins. Would you consider them a measuring stick of the league right now at this point?
I mean, they're a great team. We see them a lot, and they've had a lot of success in the regular season. And we were looking forward to this game. That's for sure. And it's not an easy team to beat. And like I said earlier, as long as we don't beat ourselves, we're a tough team to play against as well. So we'll prove that tonight.
Hey, Bogo obviously missed that first month, and Cole's new, Perbix is kind of new to the lamp as well. I mean, how much does it help that you guys kind of have that chemistry now? How far along has that kind of come as the season's gone along?
No, I think it's come a long way. Perbix missed a few games here, but, he's coming back and, get some consistency when it comes to pairings. Obviously, it helps with that. So, for us, we got to keep working on that. And we got, we got Footer and Hayden, too, so we feel like we're very comfortable back there. So, like I said, Bogo and Kirby and Colsey, Bogo's been here before, but like I said, he missed the first part of the season. But, guys are playing great, they know their roles, and go out there and execute. Thanks, Eddie.